Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Wednesday, April 23, 2025.
Taiwanese participation in Chinese business events. A recent study shows that nearly 40,000 Taiwanese took part in industry events in China during 2024, a 3% increase from the previous year. These government-backed gatherings included over 400 conferences and trade fairs in key fields like agriculture, tourism, biotechnology, and medical industries. The Chinese Communist Party is actively encouraging these exchanges to strengthen ties across the Taiwan Strait. However, Taiwan security officials worry that these influence efforts could sway public opinion toward Beijing. This highlights the intricate connection between Taiwan and China, where economic cooperation often mixes with political strategies. Ongoing military exercises by China near Taiwan have intensified these tensions, making the situation even more complex. As both sides navigate this challenging landscape, the balance between collaboration and caution remains crucial.
Russian attack in Zaporizhia. On April 22, 2025, Russian forces launched a devastating attack on Zaporizhia, Ukraine, using guided aerial bombs. This tragic assault killed one woman and injured 15 others, including two young children. Regional Governor Ivan Fedorov reported extensive damage to homes and infrastructure. Images from the scene showed a multi-story building with charred upper floors as rescuers rushed to help the wounded. Zaporizhia, located about 30 miles from the front line, has faced increased airstrikes since the full-scale invasion began in February 2022. In addition to this attack, drone strikes in Kherson and Kharkiv caused injuries and damage to a hospital. The ongoing conflict continues to create humanitarian emergencies, leaving civilians caught in the crossfire.
Linking U.S. drug prices to global standards. Did you know that Americans pay nearly three times more for prescription drugs than people in other developed countries? The Trump administration is exploring a new policy that would connect U.S. drug prices to these lower prices. This idea has raised significant concerns within the pharmaceutical industry and may be implemented by the agency that oversees Medicare and Medicaid. The Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, or PHRMA, is actively resisting this approach, known as international reference pricing, which sets drug prices based on what other countries pay. President Donald Trump has expressed a desire to tackle this price gap, but details on how it will be carried out remain unclear. A similar proposal faced legal challenges during his first term, but if successful, it could save over $85 billion in 7 years, impacting annual drug spending of more than $400 billion in the U.S. This policy could dramatically change the landscape of drug pricing in America.
Trump's first 100 days, a bold political shift. On January 20th, 2025, President Donald Trump took bold action by signing an executive order that directed the Attorney General to investigate those he views as political enemies within the U.S. government. This move kicked off a series of assertive measures against critics, including the removal of a portrait of Mark Milley, the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who had publicly disagreed with him. Trump also canceled the Secret Service detail for John Bolton, his former national security advisor, after Bolton released a memoir critical of him. In his first 100 days, Trump has used executive orders to go after former officials and legal representatives involved in investigations of his administration, especially regarding alleged Russian interference in the 2016 election. He stripped security clearances from 50 former national security officials and three Democratic presidential candidates, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and Kamala Harris. In February, Trump criticized the charges against him related to classified documents and alleged election interference, claiming they were politically motivated. His administration has shown little resistance to his actions, and he has sought to eliminate internal watchdogs by firing inspectors general. Recently, he ordered the Justice Department to investigate Christopher Krebs, his former cybersecurity chief, highlighting the ongoing political strife and his determination to confront those he sees as adversaries.
Rising hybrid threats from Russia. The Military Intelligence and Security Service, or MIVD, has raised alarms about a sharp increase in hybrid attacks from Russia targeting the Netherlands and its European allies. These attacks combine traditional military strategies with cyber warfare and disinformation, posing serious risks to national safety. MIVD Director Peter Riesink emphasized that the threat is growing, especially with the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. Russian hackers have been infiltrating public services, highlighting vulnerabilities in critical systems. Since Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014, Western nations have ramped up military and economic support for Ukraine. As these threats evolve, the MIVD stresses the need for heightened alertness and readiness to effectively counter these dangers.
OpenAI's interest in acquiring Google's Chrome. In a high-stakes antitrust trial in Washington, D.C., Nick Turley, head of product at OpenAI, revealed the company's interest in buying Google's Chrome web browser. This comes as the U.S. Department of Justice, or DOJ, investigates Google's dominance in online search and advertising. Turley mentioned that OpenAI would consider acquiring Chrome if the DOJ successfully forces Alphabet Incorporated, Google's parent company, to sell it. The trial showcases the fierce competition in artificial intelligence, with major tech companies racing to innovate. The DOJ claims Google maintains its monopoly through exclusive deals with device makers like Samsung Electronics. Turley highlighted that OpenAI's ChatGPT relies on search technology for accurate answers and noted that OpenAI had previously sought a partnership with Google for this technology, but the request was turned down due to competitive concerns. As the trial unfolds, it raises important questions about the future of competition in the tech industry and how AI products like ChatGPT may evolve if the DOJ's proposals are put into action.
Pentagon leak investigation. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has raised concerns about possible legal action against former senior advisors involved in a serious leak investigation at the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia. This probe focuses on unauthorized leaks of critical military secrets that could threaten national security. Three senior officials, including top advisor Caldwell, were fired after being escorted from the Pentagon. They deny any wrongdoing, claiming they were unaware of specific allegations. Hegseth, facing criticism for using the messaging app Signal to discuss military strategies, suggested that while some may be cleared, the chances are slim. The investigation was triggered by multiple leaks, including sensitive details about military options for U.S. access to the Panama Canal. Evidence collected will be sent to the Department of Justice for potential prosecution. This situation highlights the urgent need for confidentiality in military communications and raises important questions about the implications for national security.
Tragic terrorist attack in Kashmir. A shocking terrorist attack in Kashmir on April 22, 2025, left at least 26 tourists dead, mostly Indian nationals. Armed militants opened fire on visitors in Baizaran Meadow near Pahalgam, injuring about 30 others, many critically. Indian police reported recovering 24 bodies from the scene, with two more victims dying during transport to the hospital. Omar Abdullah, the region's top official, condemned the attack on social media, calling it a cowardly act against innocent people. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah vowed to hold the attackers accountable and met with senior security officials in Srinagar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who was in Saudi Arabia, returned to New Delhi early in response to the tragedy. The attack coincided with U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance's visit to India, who described it as devastating and expressed condolences to the victims' families. Former U.S. President Donald Trump also commented, reaffirming America's support for India in combating terrorism. This incident raises serious concerns about the safety of tourists in Kashmir, a region celebrated for its breathtaking landscapes and reliant on tourism.
Explosions at military base in Kirzhak District. On April 22, 2025, a series of explosions shook a military base in the Kirzhak District, just east of Moscow, injuring four people. Governor Alexander Avdiiv reported that the blasts were sparked by a fire due to safety rule violations in an ammunition storage area.
Around 450 individuals were swiftly evacuated from the base and nearby communities as local authorities declared a crisis situation. The Defense and Emergencies Ministries are on the ground, working to ensure safety. Eyewitnesses shared dramatic accounts and videos on social media, showing a huge fireball and thick smoke rising into the sky. This alarming incident raises serious questions about military safety and emergency preparedness.
Trump Media ventures into cryptocurrency and ETFs. Trump Media and Technology Group, founded by former U.S. President Donald Trump, is taking a daring leap into the cryptocurrency market with plans to launch a series of exchange-traded funds, or ETFs. This exciting initiative follows a formal agreement with Crypto.com, a top digital asset platform, and Yorkville America Digital. The new ETFs will align with Trump's America First policies and are set to launch later this year, pending approval from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC. Devin Nunes, CEO of Trump Media, is optimistic about the growth potential in the American economy and digital assets. This announcement comes right after Crypto.com revealed that the SEC closed a 2024 investigation into the company without any enforcement action, allowing it to continue operations smoothly. Trump Media has already invested significantly in the cryptocurrency space, including Trump NFTs and a stake in a Bitcoin producer called American Bitcoin. With investments worth around $2.7 billion managed by his children, Trump ensures he has no direct involvement in daily operations. Several existing ETFs already reflect his policy objectives, like the American Conservative Values ETF and the God Bless America ETF, both launched in October 2022. This strategic expansion marks a significant step for Trump Media as it aims to capitalize on the growing interest in cryptocurrencies and digital assets.
SAP SE reports strong Q1 2025 financial results. SAP SE, a top software company from Germany, has announced impressive financial results for the first quarter of 2025. The company achieved an adjusted operating profit of 2.5 billion euros, surpassing analysts' expectations of 2.22 billion euros and up from 1.53 billion euro last year. For the full year, SAP predicts an operating profit between 10.3 billion euros and 10.6 billion euros, driven by rising demand for cloud services, especially in artificial intelligence. They expect cloud revenues to reach between 21.6 billion euros and 21.9 billion euros this year. However, in response to the rapidly changing tech landscape, SAP plans to review up to 10,000 jobs from its workforce of 100,000, with restructuring costs estimated at around 3 billion euros. This strong performance reinforces SAP's position as Europe's largest software maker, providing essential systems for finance, sales, and supply chain management. Over the past 2 years, the company's stock has roughly doubled, reflecting growing confidence in its growth strategy. What does this mean for the future of technology?
World Bank's lending policies under review amid foreign aid cuts. Discussions are heating up around the World Bank's lending policies as foreign aid from Europe and the United States faces significant cuts. Advocacy groups are calling for a reduction in the equity-to-lending ratio of the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development from 18% to 17%. This change could unlock an additional $30 billion to $40 billion in lending capacity, helping governments tackle urgent budget gaps and support essential services like healthcare and sanitation. Eric Polofsky from the Rockefeller Foundation emphasizes that these funds are crucial for communities affected by reduced aid. The World Bank has already lowered its equity-to-lending ratio from 20% to 19% in 2023 and is considering further adjustments. The backdrop includes the return of U.S. President Donald Trump, whose administration has made substantial cuts to foreign assistance under its America First policy. With European nations also scaling back their aid budgets, concerns are rising about the impact on vulnerable populations. Eric Lecompte of the Jubilee USA Network stresses that the World Bank has the power to make decisions that could significantly help those in need. As the global landscape shifts, all eyes are on the World Bank and its potential to change millions of lives. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.